DW.
The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or the IPCC, has just released a landmark report on the connection between how we use land and how we're changing the climate. I spoke with Coco Warner from the UN Climate Secretariat. Coco studies impacts, vulnerability, and risks in her research. She is also one of more than 100 expert authors who volunteered their time over the course of 2 years to write this report. I started out by asking her what solutions the scientists proposed.
Land can mitigate climate change. So, for example, if you have forests, those pull carbon out of the atmosphere. But there's something important called sustainable land management. And sustainable land management is a way to have benefits. You get the benefit of healthy land, and you're able to produce nutritious food and allow biodiversity to flourish. So there are definitely solutions. We just have to decide, are we willing to rethink? There's so many people on the planet today, and more talent and intelligence and technology, and there's really, it's in some ways never been a better time for solutions. There is in this report something for everyone. There are things that every citizen can do that will make a difference. There's tons and tons of things that governments can do in order to align their forestry and agriculture and their use of land and the way they build cities and design cities, just many, many things that governments can do. A lot of these things reflect or require us to have a bit of a rethink about how we live, our consumption choices, what we need for a nutritious diet. And many of the solutions you can start right away. So there's going to be a rich discussion that you can have at your dinner table with your friends and family about how to contribute to the planet being a great place in the future for all of us.
And what outcomes do you expect to see from this report?
These reports are part of a global conversation. My sense is the awareness of climate change is growing. You see climate change coming up. People are taking time to go on the streets and say, hey, this is important to me. You've got youth in the last year or more saying, you know, we want a bright future. Please listen to us. In the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, there are 17 goals. And the very last goal, the cherry on the top, talks about participation. And for the challenges that we have in the 21st century, we won't really get solutions that stick unless we really are willing to talk to each other and listen and engage together. I know it sounds like a cliche, but this problem needs everybody. And together, we really can get quick change that will bring quick benefits. Doesn't mean that we're going to solve everything tomorrow, not by any shot. But hope can be had, and it can be had tomorrow and next week.
What about governments? They're not always quick to change. So what do you expect to see from them following this report?
Governments do what governments do. They have their interests, and in the best case scenario, they're acting in the interests of the people that live in their countries, and they're obviously going to be different ways of seeing things and competing priorities. What I hope is that science can be brought to decision makers in a way that the public will see and hold their governments accountable. That's the role that I think, just as a humble volunteer, that science can play. The Paris Agreement outlined a wholly attainable, at the time, goal to keep the world well below 2 degrees, and it's still within our grasp. If we miss this window of opportunity, and we're really talking a window of opportunity, it's a short amount of time, an election cycle or so, it's really not very much time. If we miss it, then I hope we have a lot of luck, because we'll really need it.
DW.